Welcome to Exceedingly Abundant Ministries with Pastor Gary Cole. We are committed to bringing you the good news of the gospel, believing that God wants to make Christians whole in spirit, soul, and body. Visit our website at eaministries.net. Now, here is Pastor Gary with today's teaching.
The Lord bless you. I pray that you're having a very merry Christmas. God is so good. We're going to look at the Christmas story. I feel like it's very appropriate, don't you? The birth of Jesus Christ, who we love and serve with all our hearts. Amen. Let's begin the book of Luke, chapter 2, the story of the birth of Jesus. Remember, Christmas is all about Jesus. And it came to pass in those days, there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was made first when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in their field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were very much afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even into Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they had made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Now let's go ahead real quickly and turn over to Matthew chapter 1 and look at Matthew's account. Matthew 1:18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was in this way. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now today we're going to talk about Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? Why do we celebrate his birth? We're going to look at who he is and what he desires to be in each one of us. First of all, we see in the passages we've looked at this morning, the virgin birth. You know, that's so important. important because from a theological understanding, we come to understand that, you know, when Adam and Eve fell in the garden, the sin nature that was passed down to the human race came through the man. Now, Jesus, Father, was God. The Holy Spirit placed Jesus in the womb of Mary. Doesn't that just blow you away? Jesus Christ, who was eternally God, came down from heaven and was willing to be put in a seed form into a woman that he could be a man and bring redemption to all mankind. You want to talk about perfect love? Never should we question the love of Jesus Christ. Remember, Joseph was not his father. God was his father, and the Holy Spirit placed Jesus in the womb of Mary. The virgin birth is very important. If Jesus wasn't the virgin-born son, he would have been a sinner just by being born because the sin nature is passed down. So the virgin birth is a very important truth. Remember, God says in his word in 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Jesus was sinless. He was perfect. He lived a perfect life, doing exactly what Father God told him to do, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And yes, not only is he our Savior, he's our example. But we see that when they called him his name, what would he be called? Emmanuel. And even the Bible interprets that, God with us. Now, this is such an important truth, because if you're going to be born again, you have to understand that Jesus Christ is God. He is Emmanuel, God with us. You know, many of the cults and isms preach a different kind of Jesus who can't save them, and therefore they're destined to go to hell because the Jesus they trust in is not Jesus of the Bible, and therefore the Holy Spirit is not bearing witness, and there is no salvation in those false groups. It is so important that you understand that Jesus Christ is God. Let's look at a few more scriptures with that. Let's go over here to the book of John, chapter 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life, and the life was the light of man." Well, who is this Word? Let's go over to verse 14. "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Yes, it's Jesus Christ. Remember, the Bible is the written Word. Jesus Christ, who is God, is the living Word. Jesus Christ is God. It says it all throughout the Bible. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, and see this important truth revealed in the Word of God. The Bible tells us, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness." Notice this, "God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the nations, believed on in the world, received up into glory." That's Jesus. God was manifest in the flesh. You know, people say, oh, if God would just come down and reveal himself to us. He did. His name is Jesus. That's why we celebrate Christmas. God came down from heaven and became man and died for the sins of his creation. Now that's love. Yes, we can have a personal relationship with Father God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Remember, we serve a triune God, God the Father, God the Son, that's Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. One God, three persons in the Godhood. That's where we get the Trinity. Also notice here in the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is in true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Who's the true God and eternal life? Jesus Christ. Do you see that? Jesus Christ is God. It's only through Jesus can you know Father God. Remember Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So see, we've established from the Word of God that Jesus Christ is God. Okay, not only Jesus Christ is God, as we celebrate in Christmas, Jesus Christ became man. He's a man. We see that here in our stories, but also let's look over here in 1 Timothy chapter 2. We'll begin in verse 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Yes, Jesus Christ, who is the eternal Son of God, became man. Let me share a little nugget of truth here too. Notice here it says there is one mediator between God and man, and it talks about Jesus Christ. Remember, for a mediator to be fair, they have to be equal to both sides. Did you get that? Jesus Christ is fully God and fully man. Therefore, he could be the mediator between God and man. Don't you love that? And yes, it said in that verse before, he wants all people to be saved. Salvation is a free gift. Jesus has already died for your sins and rose again the third day. Repent of your sins now and give your heart and life to Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. So Jesus Christ is man. Notice here in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be, here it is, equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Oh, I love that, don't you? Jesus humbled himself. Imagine, Jesus, who created the world and everything you see, was willing to come down and become man so that not only we could know God, we could have our sins forgiven. We could have eternal life. We could have a personal relationship with God. Oh, that's love. Don't ever doubt or question God's love for you. So we see that the virgin birth, Jesus Christ is God, Jesus Christ is man, and now let's go back to this truth. Jesus Christ is Savior. Notice here in Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Yes, that's a big deal. We encourage everybody every week at our church, if they're not born again, to get saved. Jesus came to save us from our sins. That's a big deal. If you stand before God and you've not received Jesus, you'll have to pay for your sins, which means you get cast into a devil's hell and are tormented forever and ever. God doesn't want that for you. That for God provided salvation for you through Jesus. Why won't you receive it by faith? He came to die for the sins of mankind. Let's look also over here in our passage. Luke chapter 2, verse 11. We'll go back to our regular passage here. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. A Savior. Mankind need a Savior. Jesus says, I'll do it. He loves you and I. Oh, praise God. That's our Jesus. He is Savior. Remember in the book of John also, John 1:29, when John the Baptist was out ministering and here comes Jesus along. Notice what it says. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. That means everybody on planet Earth. That means everybody on planet Earth needs Jesus. And without Jesus, any person on planet Earth, anywhere, who dies without Christ, dies in their sins, and therefore has to go to hell. Now that's very sad. That's why we've got to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere we go. He is Savior. Is He your Savior? If He's not, would you like to invite Him into your heart today? Do you know you can pray a prayer from your heart and be born again right where you are right now? Yes, you can. Pray with me. Dear God, I understand today that I'm a sinner. I understand that Jesus Christ died for my sins and rose again the third day. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. I repent of my sins. Lord Jesus, come into my heart now and be my Savior and Lord of my life. I give myself to you completely. Thank you for saving me. Amen. Oh, that's good. That's good. You've just now begun your love relationship with God through His Son Jesus. You're born again. Now get baptized in water, get baptized in the Spirit, find a good church and be discipled and grow in the Lord. Amen. Oh, praise God. So we see that Jesus Christ is Savior, and I pray that He's now your Savior. But He's not just Savior. Jesus Christ is Lord. That implies deity, the name Jehovah. Notice here, in Romans chapter 10, the Bible tells us, in fact, this is usually a good verse to read people if they want to know how to be saved and really know this is what the Bible teaches. Here in Romans 10, let's start verse 8. But what saith it? The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, again, Jesus is Lord, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And you say, does it work for everyone? Verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be saved. In other words, we're not just asking Jesus to forgive us for our sins. We're literally giving our life to Him. We are not only acknowledging that He is God, but we are now making Him our master and Lord of our life. Remember, every person who gets saved is called to be a disciple, a follower, a learner of Jesus. And once you're born again, God will now begin to reveal His purpose and plan for your life, and you can go forward in this life and do the will of God. And then when you leave this life and go to heaven, you'll receive great rewards for your faithfulness to God. See, God not only blesses us now in this life for our obedience to Him, He blesses us in eternity. In fact, the Bible talks about the judgment seat of Christ. We've looked at that before, where He rewards believers. There's crowns you can receive for your faithfulness in serving Jesus. But what we're revealing to you now is that Jesus Christ is Lord. You need to ask him to be Lord of your life. And I pray you prayed that prayer with me, and he is now your Lord. Also, we need to understand Jesus Christ is interested about everything in your life. Jesus Christ is also our deliverer and healer. You say, well, where do you find that? Just everywhere in the New Testament, but let's just look at a few passages. Matthew chapter 4, beginning verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, those that were possessed with demons, and those that were epileptics, and those who had the palsy, and he healed them. Jesus cares about if you have bondage areas and if you have sickness. Jesus wants to be your healer. Notice here in the book of, continuing in Matthew chapter 8, verse 14. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying in and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with demons. And the word literally here is daimonenzomine, which means to be under the influence or power of demons, which can happen to Christians, okay? And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. You see, you need to understand when you go to God for healing that Jesus already paid the price. He already took your infirmities and bore your sicknesses. In fact, Isaiah says it's by his stripes that we were healed. Amen. Now, Isaiah says we are healed, but Peter says, looking back to the cross, ye were healed. So in our salvation, God wants us to set us free, and he wants to heal us. I pray that'll build faith in you to have confidence that God wants to deliver and heal you too. That's who Jesus is. Notice here in Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they were faint and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Do you see it? Jesus cares for every part of you, spirit, soul, and body. And just like you can trust him for your salvation, in that salvation, he wants to bring deliverance from areas of bondage in your life and to heal your broken body. In fact, Jesus has given authority to those in the church. We're to lay hands on the sick and see them get healed, anoint people with oil in Jesus' name. Jesus is still a deliverer and healer. Well, how do you know that? Because the Bible says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. See, if anybody tells you Jesus doesn't do these things today, they're talking about another different Jesus. Isn't that sad? They're misrepresenting Jesus. Jesus can't change. He is who the Bible says he is. He does what the Bible says he does. And he wants to do it for you because the Bible says he's not a respecter of persons. I'm glad that he put that in the Bible, aren't you? So, amen. Line up with God and receive his deliverance and healing now. One more here in Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from there, and great multitudes, probably thousands of people, followed him, and he healed them all. I like that. Great multitudes. thousands. And how many did Jesus heal? He healed them all. Are you part of all? I'd say so. He wants to heal you. Oh, don't you love Jesus? Again, Jesus Christ is God. He's the Savior of the world. He became man. Amen? He wants to be our deliverer and our healer. Have you trusted that? Also, he's our provider and high priest. Let's go over here in the book of Romans. And have you ever want to get a real good pick-me-up? Read Romans chapter 8. What exciting truths are there. We're just going to start in verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? That's a good question. Of course, the answer to that is the devil. But remember, Jesus defeated Satan on the cross. But we still have to deal with the devil in this life. If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Shall God that justifieth? Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Now, Jesus is an awesome provider. God just doesn't give us eternal life. We have a relationship now with Jesus. He lives in our heart. He is with us. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And he is an awesome provider. Be faithful and obedient to his word, to do the things he tells you to do. Bring your tithes and offerings into the Lord's house. Believe him for increase and blessing. Jesus loves to bless his people. Notice also, he's the great high priest. Even though redemption has been completely taken care of, right now the Bible says, at the right hand of God the Father is Jesus Christ, and he is interceding for you and I. You know, Jesus understands that we go through trials and tribulations and temptations in this life. Jesus went through them also, so did the disciples, the early church. All people have to go through those things because we live in a fallen world. And remember, Satan is called the little g, God of this world. He's not really God, but he tries to become one. He's just a fallen angel. But a lot of angels fell with him, and they're in this life today, and they're governing or ruling over the lost people who don't know Jesus yet. And therefore, we have a lot of trials in this life, don't we? And we're persecuted. But remember, Jesus Christ as high priest is interceding for you. He is for you. Remember that. Don't give it up. It's always too early to quit. Keep on keeping on. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Know God is for you. Know that Jesus lives in your heart. Know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. God has a way of escape. You just keep your eyes on him and trust in him, standing on those promises of God, and God's going to bring you through. Amen? So what have we learned today? We learned about Jesus, what Christmas is all about, Jesus' virgin birth, the fact that Jesus Christ is God, that Jesus Christ is man, that Jesus Christ is Savior, and he's the only Savior, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Is he Lord of your life? That Jesus Christ is our deliverer and healer, that Jesus Christ is our provider and our high priest. In fact, Jesus wants, John 15 tells us, I'll throw this in, Jesus wants to be your best friend. Amen. Remember, it's a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus. Why do we celebrate Christmas? Because Jesus Christ, who is God, became man and provided eternal salvation and redemption for you and I, that we could live this life, have a great life in this life, and then go to heaven and be with God throughout all eternity, loving and serving him. Oh, I pray that you know the Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore you're able really to enjoy Christmas. God bless you. Remember, it's all about Jesus.
This broadcast is made possible by our faithful partners in the ministry outreach of Bethel Worship Center in Joplin, Missouri. If you have been blessed by Pastor Gary Culp's teaching and would like to know more about our ministry, feel free to visit our website at eaministries.net. That's eaministries.net.